In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. It was the best thing that ever happened to us. But we didn't see that in the moment. After Solomon had died, the kingdom had split in half. Our family, 12 tribes, fractured. 10 tribes of us to the north, we started our own kingdom. 2 tribes to the south continued on with Solomon and David's line. In the north, we thought we were the faithful ones. In the south, they thought they were the faithful ones. For almost 200 years, we had king after king. And it was a struggle. But in the reign of Hosea, things really came to a head. Assyria, the great empire to the north, had been gaining power, and our king Hosea made an alliance with him. This alliance meant we paid Assyria to not destroy us. But in the meantime, Hosea was working with Egypt in the south, secretly. He was talking with Egypt, trying to turn Egypt against Assyria, that we might fight Assyria together. And Hosea made an alliance with Egypt in the south. We stopped paying Assyria to the north. Assyria found out, and they came for us. Hosea was captured and imprisoned. And then the great armies, hundreds of thousands of Assyrians, marched upon us. And the greatest thing that ever happened to us was the destruction they brought. Our cities that we had trusted in were destroyed. Everything we had fought to build was laid waste. People were hauled off into slavery into the north in Assyria. Complete destruction. Complete collapse. But it's what we needed. We became known as Samaritans after that. Because our people started to intermarry with the Assyrians. And our brothers to the south in Judah, they started to hate us, ridicule us, saying that we were the unfaithful ones. That in the midst of our destruction and collapse, where we didn't know up from down anymore, and we were just trying to make our way as a nobody people, they kept pointing their finger, calling us the unfaithful part of the family, having gone astray. And for hundreds of years, we were just nobodies. Beaten up on every side, never grabbing any real power again. And our brothers to the south, as they held on to their stronghold in Jerusalem, they kept mocking us. Oh, you Samaritans, you unfaithful people of God. But we had lost it all. We had nothing left to hang on to. And that was the best thing that ever happened to us. And so when our Messiah rolled around, we were ready. Our older brother in the south was not. Our older brother in the south thought they knew what was going on. They thought they were still being faithful. Yes, they had been destroyed. They had rebuilt the temple, though. And they thought they knew what God wanted. Us Samaritans in the north, we knew. As the younger brother, we knew that we had wandered far, far, far from our Father. And when the Messiah came rolling around, calling us home again, many of us were eager and ready to run home. Hundreds of years, we had lived with the fact that we were nobodies. We had lived with the fact that our dreams had died. Everything we had built had collapsed. We were like a son, wandered far from home, having tried to make it on our own. And there we realized that without Dad, without our Creator, we were nothing. And when the Messiah rolled around, we started to run home. And most importantly, Dad started to run towards us. We had been ridiculed by our brothers in the South for hundreds of years, and yet the Messiah was willing to call us family. Samaritans, family, part of Israel again. We were welcomed with an embrace. In fact, the Messiah was willing to say that we had equal place in the home. That despite our failings from hundreds of years before, God was saying, "Welcome home. Everything that you did washed away. Come home." And so many of us did. And that Messiah had preached a message that rang so true to us. He said, if you try to save your lives, you'll lose them. But if your lives are destroyed and laid waste, in that collapse, you will find salvation. You will find the love of God. You will find your home once again. We had faced total collapse as a people. And that was the best thing that ever happened to us, because when the Messiah came calling, we had nothing. No pride left to hang our hats on. No dreams left to chase. We were just the ridiculed lost brother. And the Messiah said, "Welcome home." In our nothingness, we were ready. Ready for the generosity of our Father, who brought us back into the family, no questions asked. It was the best thing that ever happened to us. When we got laid waste, when we collapsed, when our addiction to trying to run our own kingdom fell upon itself and we bottomed out, we were ready then. Ready to truly experience God's love that had always been there. God's generosity that had always been there, but now for the first time in our nothingness, we could see it. And so we came home. And we're hoping that our older brother to the South will come home one day too. The light hasn't quite turned on for them, but we hope that our family will be reunited. We hope that they will bottom out. We hope that they will collapse and find their home with us again, in weakness, in powerlessness, in nothingness. Because in our weakness, our God is powerful and He is with us. So join us. Embrace the collapse. Embrace the nothingness. Because in that, you will see that God is calling you home. Amen.